Blog Talk Radio.
Radio MSFP. We seem to have a glitch with our startup song, which we just recently added in. So we're going to toss it to... let's find a good one. Yes, again and again, Jewel.
Put your do-rag on. that's something you need to do. If you want it, say the word, I'll
try it.
And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tide, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man. Baby, you throw me away. I got your flipper, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Ain't nothing tear us apart. You're all I want.
We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking. Confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, the New York wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Let's go on subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dress in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall. Talk that slick tone. Liking this American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday. Take me to
blood.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Yeah. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. Woo. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Another pretty face. I don't want just anyone's hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be
just
to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, must have been relieved to see the softy side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you, I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your hell, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Sure that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. We'll be right back.
I got to have your baby. properly, but we're gonna be interviewing our girl Pink Fairy today. Gonna unmute Money Girl.
Hey.
So yeah, that one song I guess didn't upload properly because it was getting near the end, but then it started to get all staticky. So Anyways, we're going to be interviewing Pink Fairy today since Savali couldn't be with us today. She had a family emergency. So, yeah, let's get her on the line, hopefully soon. Fairy, how are you doing?
Hi. Good.
Hey.
Good. Back from the conference.
All right, cool. So, it's me, Money Girl, and you. So, let's talk about what you've been up to lately. How are things going with you?
Me, it's hard because I like going out and hugging people, especially with the conference. I mean, my husband's coming. It's online. I can't hug a leader.
Yeah.
I can't hug my sponsorship and hug him. Like, I'm a hugging person.
Yeah.
Especially if I out my starts to cry, I can't hug him. I can't be there for them. As much as I want to go, hey, you okay? You alive?
Yeah, I understand how you feel. I've been stuck at the apartment with my mom. I haven't been able to see my dad, my stepmom, or my step-siblings since February this year. So, yeah, it is tough, though. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Especially my little nephew, when he gets... I love going to my sister's house and seeing my little nephew get so excited with his eyes. And it's like,
yeah.
He wants to hug you. I'm like, oh, can be a little peanut. But now I can't hug him. I can't hug Eva as much as most of the sister wants to go out. She's like, I need to get out.
Yeah. How old, you said your nephew or your niece?
My nephew, he's 1 year old. He is the cutest little thing ever.
Yeah, I have a nephew now too. His name is Jaden, and he's gonna be what? He's going to be 2, I believe it was July this year. So, yeah, he's going to be 2 soon.
That is the cutest age.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I come home and be like, honey, I want a kid. I'm like, nope, I got to finish school. Because you want a kid or you want school? Which one you want?
Yeah, it's hard to do both at the same time, you know?
Oh, yes, it is. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt.
You have a t-shirt, can I have it?
Yeah, I'm done with it. Yeah, sure.
I also have
the closest thing I come to eating out is having tacos on my front porch.
Yeah.
Dude, we went with the Wendy's today. I was so excited to go to Wendy's and talk to people.
I know,
yeah.
Right? It's like the guys at 7-Eleven going, we missed you. It was good to know you're still alive.
We had to get a part for a gas casket. No joke. I've been trying all weekend, but it's from the conference. And we went out to go get a fuel pump or whatever. Guy walked by. I was so happy to see him. I was like, hey, how are you, hon? He didn't know me, but I was so excited.
Yeah.
Well, today we actually had a birthday parade down our street. Someone was having a birthday, and so we had cars with balloons drive by and honk. Apparently third time was a charm because it wasn't a fourth. But it was cool while it lasted. It's like, people, there are people in the outside. Yeah.
It'd be nice that we can get back to church, we can get back to normal things and hugging people.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because of my dad, I can't hug him because he's like, oh no, this is Steve. I was like, Daddy, I'm not hugging, I'm going to kill you.
yeah, this whole coronavirus thing has us all my plans that I originally had for this year are all messed up now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't been able to go to the office. I work at my dad's office in Old Town, Pasadena, and I haven't been able to go back there since, like, February this year. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really want to go back to the music studio also, so hopefully by this summer it'll be much better, hopefully.
Yeah, well, like on every holiday.
This would not be a problem if
my husband
were in Sweden. Sorry.
Yeah.
This would not be a problem if we were in Sweden. They're not doing locking down anything.
Yeah. I wanna go to Stockholm one day.
It'd
be awesome. It's a big music capital over there.
Well, I'm part Swedish, so.
You are? Yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
part, what am I? I'm part Portuguese, German, French, and Welsh, too, which is, like, all European. But no,
yeah.
I don't speak any of those languages fluently. None of my
I speak
I'm not
a little
sure
Spanish
even the Welsh
and
speak
a little
Welsh.
Sign language.
Okay. If you like consonants, Welsh is for you.
If I like what?
Consonants. It's all consonants all the time.
What is that exactly?
The Welsh language.
My dad's side of the family, well, my grandpa, our last name is Davies, so it's a you know,
yeah,
it's a big
like
Welsh last name.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'd like to talk to other people from California or places, and they'd be like, "Where are you from? I hear like an accent in your voice, but I can't hear the accent." But they asked, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from here." So, yeah.
What's funny if I go to Florida, if I go to, like...
Go ahead. Sorry.
One person at a time.
Like, if I go to Chicago, if I go to Florida, they're like, what's y'all? What's sweet tea? Like, oh, wait, you're from North. Never mind. News guys.
I don't know. I think my favorite is all y'all. People go, where are you from?
Oh,
I'm from Southern. Why? How can you say that? It's like, because I'm from Southern California.
I say y'all.
But I'm bum.
But, no. I mean, yeah. Since you are a guest today, Pink Fairy, is there any song you would like me to play that we might have here on our playlist? Pink Fairy, can you hear me?
Do you have like a country song maybe?
We don't have that many country songs. I do like some country music, but I don't think we have like a big
Surprise me. I like surprises.
You know, if you had Reba McEntire Girls with Guitars, that's a fun one.
I don't have that many country music songs on here.
Do Ladies Night or something kind of a little funky.
Ladies Night?
Yeah, Corner of the Gang.
Yeah.
Hold
Girls
on.
Just Want to Have Fun? Yeah.
All right, hold on one moment.
Surprise me.
Okay. But, okay. Do you want it to be 90s, 80s, 60s? I mean, what's your flavor? You said 80s?
Going to like 1980s when I was born.
All right. All right, this is one of my...
Well, all about the 80s. All right,
let's play this one. see if y'all know this one, okay? By the Go-Go's. I thought we should close out since Pink Fairy was requesting some country song. I mean, this is as country as I have right now on here. So I'm going to play, this was a big hit for Jewel too. So I'm going to play Standing Still.
Keep a kiss, but I'm losing it here to the twilight.
yeah. I'm crashing in on ladies' night. I'm going to be unmuting all the calls right now. For a all little right, game
y'all.
We like to play, this is a little game we like to play at the once we've reached the end of our live portion for the people who, it's a little treat for those who choose to stay in later to listen to the podcast version, and it's called Rapid Fire Questions. So this is how we play the game.
Oh, God.
Okay, so... So this is how we play. Everyone here gets a chance to ask everyone else here a question. So, so for example, Pink Fairy, you would ask me a question. You would get to ask Skippa a question. You would get to ask Money Girl a question. And then the next person will go. They'll get to ask the other three a question, and so on and so forth. And
alrighty.
Other than that, I'd like to announce also that during the duration of this show, you know, we started off with a missing guest, got pulled in the co-founder of MSFP to speak with us today. So, and I think it was a good luck charm because even at a discount rate, Zacchaeus has bought at a discount rate, has bought some slots for the upcoming compilation album. So we have a new sale for Radio MSFP. So
that's cool.
Woohoo! Money Girl Cappy.
Woohoo!
I like his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So before we do that, and my computer just started acting weird, so I need you to play it. Let's play.
It's gotten too hot. That's
so
why.
So, Terry, can let's play "I Will Trust" it before we start rapid fire questions.
Okay. Hold on.
And then.
You said "I Will Trust."
Yeah.
All right. Should I mute all of us too?
Yeah, you can mute us all, and then just unmute us all at the end of the song.
Okay.
I will trust in the
Pink Fairy's new to this.
Me too.
I'm sent.
I haven't really done it yet.
You kind of were invited to do one yesterday.
Yeah, right. But then it went off.
Okay. So since you're eager to go, Skippa, I'm going to let you ask the first set of questions.
I'm not eager. Don't pick me first.
I go.
Okay. What, you're ready to go?
Sure, why not? But can you make any questions?
Here, I got a suggestion for you.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so, Pink Fairy, you talked about missing people. Once this whole thing is over, what is the first thing you want to do?
Take me, mom, and my sister. We go out to have a girls' night. I would tell my husband, I said, I'm going out drinking. I will call you after that restaurant, and I will hug them and have like an hour of dinner and maybe drinks.
Awesome. All right, Matt, what do you want to do? What's the first thing you want to do when this is over? And we've had days, weeks, months to think about this.
Hot date. I think, you know, I'd just get out and start doing stuff. And, like, you know, I'm literally 100% work. My work right now is Radio MSFP, but I've had other jobs. You know, this is the career, but I need the jobs to support the career as well. And, you know, I can still do the hustle, but just go out. And then Skip and I, we've been doing these virtual rehearsals, and we've been doing them for weeks now, but we haven't been able to rehearse in person in forever.
Right.
And I'm I started writing new music, which I've shared with one of the ladies of the MSFP this morning, and I'll share with another one on MSFP crew rehearsals. So just to be able to record that stuff, I kind of have a home studio, but some of the chords need to be updated, and some of the stuff isn't working right, and I can't even go to the store to get that stuff sort of fixed. So sometimes, even while I'm doing these shows, I'm looking at my desktop microphone set and my audio mixing console next to it, and I know that there are chords that I need to update so it will work smoother, and software stuff that it would work smoother. So even going somewhere where I could actually do some recording engineering, I do a little bit of engineering sometimes when I need to edit like some pre-recorded audios for shows. I know tomorrow I may have to do a pre-recorded audio for tomorrow's show. Although there's also a small smidgen of a chance that we're going to get an infomercial Sunday show, which would be cool. But just going out and I've had to figure out ways. I'm glad the weather started warming up because now I'm getting more movement in because I'm going into the pool to cool down and getting movement in there. And I mean, it's a warm night. I might choose to do a night dip later on the night. But I
my pool is
good for you.
Too old to even interaction.
See, they had like tornado warnings here up in South Carolina.
Well, that's not fun.
All right.
Oh well.
All right,
tornado's
Carrie.
Fine.
Yeah. You're the last one. I know you've been putting in input, and I know you want to get back to the studio. But what one other thing would you like to do the minute we can be done? And we've had weeks to think about it. So.
Well, I would like to hang out with some of my friends that I haven't been able to since the earlier of this year. I would say I want to be able to go to the beach and just chill out by the beach again. You know, I miss being able to do that.
All right. So Carrie, now that you understand the rules of the game, you want to go next? Come on, Skipper.
I'm thinking. Who hasn't been asked yet? Does it matter who you ask, or
You get to, you either can ask a question to everyone in the group, or that we all take turns asking, or you could ask us each individual question.
Come on, Skipper, you can do this. You got this.
Okay,
Go, Skipper. Carrie.
I'm trying to think of a question. I mean, the only questions I can think of are ones that have already been asked.
Ouch.
Is there okay, this could be towards anyone, I guess. Thanks. Is there any place, you know, that since we've gone into quarantine, is there any place that you really, really want to go to, but it's, like, closed right now, or and you're not able to go or something?
The school count?
Yeah, school. Are you kidding? I miss going to school. I miss seeing my advisor. I miss seeing my captains.
Your what?
Yeah.
Oh,
Phi Theta Kappa.
I'm on the board of Phi Theta Kappa. Okay.
I got you.
The Beta Kappa Delta chapter. Thank you.
Yeah, I miss hanging out with people too. I'm a big socializing type of person, so it's hard when you're not able to go see a friend, even one that lives in the same city as you.
Okay,
yeah,
and then, you know
too.
What, that sounds better than saying I miss Slurpees and fountain drinks, because that sounds super shallow.
See,
I mean, I miss them too.
Advisor.
Okay, one person at a time.
I miss going to school and giving them, like, my teachers, like, giving them cards. I'm, like, the
mm-hmm.
inspiration, like, happy Easter, like, the decorations just kind of brighten up the mood. And I can't go in the office and be like, hey, Miss Wallace, hey, Mr. Green, hey, Miss Reed, hey, how are y'all doing? I can't do that.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, I understand that.
That just sucks.
I
mean, I'm sitting here looking at my cap and gown going, well, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss going into the office, too, and working. You know, only my dad and some of his coworkers that work there go in from time to time, and they have to always wear, like, the masks or gloves and stuff because, yeah, and we're not even able to go into Starbucks to, like, just hang out there and, like, do our homework or work or anything like that because they're all closed except for a few drive-thrus.
Yep. Okay. Even the laundromat no longer has free Wi-Fi. This is traumatic.
I have Wi-Fi here at my mom's apartment.
No, I've had
crowned
Wi-Fi for
yet,
months.
Matt. I don't think you answered yet, Matt.
I also miss going out, interacting with people.
Right?
Like Money Girl. I miss my interaction with the members of Phi Theta Kappa. I miss my interaction, my live interaction. I mean, I'm glad that we get to all interact the way we have, but I miss interacting with
yeah.
you guys live and in person more often.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got this station and we get to do work and do our video conferences but I miss, you know, I used to with my friend Jeremy you know, go to movies and I even went to movies also with Skippa and
yeah, I miss
I,
that too.
I miss actually going out to do that, you know, to
yeah.
actually get out of, to actually go and interact with civilization. I miss civilization.
See, that's what
I miss people.
I too. That's what the conference is saying. Like, yeah, we might be different states, but we miss the interaction, we miss hugging somebody, we miss fist bumping or going to different meetings and hanging out with getting people's like leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google
yeah,
Hangouts
miss-
only goes so far, you know, straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I close out with a song?
We haven't all gotten a turn to ask questions.
One, two, three,
tired.
Not it.
the one that makes dinner.
I think Pink Fairy needs to ask people questions.
Okay, I go. Thanks. Since me and Matt, a lot of the stuff in relationship is about heroes. And if I cry, I'm so sorry. I've been crying all night. But what are your heroes and why? It can be doctors. It can be military. It can be anybody. Who's your heroes and why? Especially these days now.
You said who are our heroes and why?
Yeah.
Like,
it can be anybody.
Okay. It could be anybody.
I'm willing to take this one first if you guys want. Or.
Okay.
It's for everybody.
Or you guys can go first. Okay.
Well, come on,
man.
You
need to
be shy and quiet.
Yeah, for me, it's been. I've gone on a lot of auditions, but the one that was most meaningful to me was probably this audition for Cal State Northridge, and that I actually got in, and I know that the teachers there and the teachers at Santa Monica College who our academic advisor of Phi Theta Kappa wrote me this amazing letter of recommendation. And these teachers that, took a chance, read how I poured my heart out to them, and they're taking a chance on me. They're my heroes.
All right. It's a long list.
I know,
but
right?
I think if I were going to pick... No, it's fine. Honestly, my mom, because she picked up and went back to school and showed me that it's okay to be a non-traditional student. And this is why you don't want to have kids until after dumb school, because everybody gets sick at finals time.
That's true.
We were all sick. Final time is coming up. Let me stock up on acetaminophen. But seriously, my mom. And she's out there. She's in her 80s. She's 80 years old. And she actually has a job where she can telecommute and go to work every day, whether it's in her home office or actually on the work campus. She's my hero. Another close second is Ro, who puts up with me and drives me places.
Yeah.
Carrie, what about you? Come on, Skipper.
I mean, both of my parents. I mean, right now, only my mom, because I'm in quarantine with her. But, she drives me places if I get too cooped up in here. We go for rides around, different places. Sometimes we drive by the Rose Bowl or whatever. Today, she took me to a drive-thru Starbucks because I really need some caffeine today. So that was very nice of her. I don't know. My grandpa on my dad's side just turned 100 this month. My grandma on my dad's side, she's going to be turning 92 in June. So, I wish I could be there for her birthday this year, but I don't know if that's going to be possible.
it will be.
As a hero in terms of music, though, I would have to say Gwen Stefani. I've been a fan of her since I was, like, 8. She just seems like a cool, down-to-earth person. I would love to meet her.
She has a hot husband, just saying.
And it was Bow Wow who got me into hip-hop, really. I was like 12 and a half when I started writing my own lyrics. But I started writing poetry before that, and it just turned into hip-hop lyrics. So, yeah, I've gotten better with writing songs over the years. So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
All right. I think before I do my question, we have a song about Here It Rose by Foo Fighter.
You want me to play that?
Skippa, can you find that song and mute the lines and
I
then unmute it, and I'll come back with my question.
Okay. You want me to mute us, right?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right, so I guess it's time for my closing rapid fire question for everyone else. And hopefully after everyone answers, Skipper will be picking up on the hint of what song I think we should close out before we end the episode with. Pink Fairy, nice selfie, by the way. We all got the selfie.
Sorry.
It's fine.
No, I'm good. My Chinese right now.
All right, so,
Nick. What song you want me to close out
Skipper.
With?
No, you guys have to answer the question first, but there'll be a hint about what song I wanted to close out on, and it should be pretty obvious.
Okay.
So I want to know, with all this COVID-19 stuff going on, what are you guys doing to stay positive?
Huh? What are we doing to stay positive?
So,
is that for all of us?
Listening to music. Trying to work on music.
Yes, it's for everyone.
I answered already. I don't know if y'all heard.
Listening to music, and what was the other part?
Working on music. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll be watching a TV show with my mom or something, but it's doing this show and working on some new stuff that's been keeping me sane.
All right. Money Girl, how about you?
Well, how am I staying positive? Right now I have a stack of about 6 Afghans. I'm averaging about 1 a week. And I'm making them for the time when we can all get together and I can donate them. And they'll go to make somebody's life a little bit better and a little bit warmer. And that's what I focus on when I'm making them.
Nice. How about you, Pink Fairy? What are you doing to stay positive?
I just be aware of what I look at and what I read. Like, I'm trying to keep it positive. Trying to listen to music that I'm going to make me happy, or say some positive words to my husband, mother-in-law, to my dad to make it positive. Because there's so much negativity going around. And then a positive, someone would be like, hey, how you doing? And if you have the dog, have the cat, being positive.
All right.
I think being courteous and kind helps too.
Yeah. All right. So, Skipper, you're going to have to do a full introduction on this, because like I said, there was a hint in there and I'm hoping you picked up on the hint. I think I made it pretty obvious.
Yeah, I gotcha. So we're gonna play Stay Positive. All right, y'all.
Bye.
Hey yo. Yeah, it's MSFP and okay, check this out. This is baby. Yo, I'm in it all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows love, I'm a daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feeling inside to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. So let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money-making game. And they also want it, desire, and that can wait. 2 more years, I'll never be dating. December, I'll hit 30. I'm still a single after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Queen fire, loyal, honest, loving, feeling wifey. Can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me. Try to put a positive, yo, stay positive. What's the point in thinking negative? It's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not young anymore, I've been around the block. So people to understand the way I've been brought up. That isn't my fault, you know, it is they are not being better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time though, than sitting out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have it that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, you're bound to go farther. Yeah, and stay, stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A-game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. What I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new world, we are approaching. And something y'all was born in 1987. Yeah,
For you.
On a rock, but like Diddy, I told him, nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
Featuring Princess Poppet, Sierra Sky, and yours truly, Big Stats, was featured on the hook. Unfortunately, due to some neighborhood trees, we lost Pink Fairy. But
yeah.
If she's listening to the playback, I want to thank her for being a guest and for letting me write many, many, many songs about her. Which I have. But, all right. So, tomorrow, We have two plans for tomorrow's show and are still not 100% sure what's happening. But we will either be doing an 2 weeks worth of infomercial shows with New Truth as she talks about her new baby bib. This is something she told us about a while back, and I'm gonna try to let her get on. I've been communicating with her a little bit earlier through text. But if that doesn't get finalized, we will be doing a re-airing of the second half of last Sunday's show, and be titling it "The Love Corner." So that's what's on tap for tomorrow, and I'll make sure to check in with you guys no matter what we do for tomorrow's show. I'll make sure to tail end it at the end with a little talk about what's going on throughout the week. I want to thank Money Girl and Skippa for being on the line with us as well. Until next time, we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.
Peace, y'all.